that the Buddha, the Prajna, that which is Prajna Paramita teaching, teachings of as a profession of wisdom, the gone beyond of wisdom, the main, the actual Buddha's means to liberate us numberless sentient beings from a whole entire, from the oceans of some, the unbearable oceans of samsaric sufferings and karma and delusion, there was the cause which continuation, the suffering and cause which continuation did not have beginning from, did not have beginning, which continuation did not have beginning. But Buddha's, you know, the actual method, way of say, liberating us sentient beings is his teaching, Prajna Paramita. And Buddha told Buddha attended Kungau, the Ananda, that doesn't matter even all the rest of the other, even doesn't matter even other teachings, all the rest of the other teachings of Buddha, even they say completed say destroyed, doesn't matter. Even a little bit of this, even a little bit of these teachings of the professional wisdom, if this is a degenerate, say, degenerate or, you know, destroyed, this is much more harmful or great loss. So Buddha, and Buddha said, wherever these teachings is, present by the primary teaching, so boom or yum, there's about 12 volumes. Then there's Nietzsche, 3 volumes. then there's Jetongba, 8,000 stanza. 100,000, I guess, 100,000 stanza, 20,000 stanza, then there's 100,000 stanza. So 100,000 stanza that I'm writing now, gold, from Nepalese, mainly from Nepalese gold. I did use some New York gold, which is with color, it's much more brighter. The Nepalese ones, like the ones painted on statues, here, but it's more calm, less bright. they're different. As a natural. So I'm writing out gold, and also writing, also with silver. I'm not writing, but then the nun whom I asked to build a nunnery down there, who also has been translator for many, many years for the organization, who was doing Geshe Sobha's attendant, the Rinpoche, who was here when he was young, 3 years, studied here, Kapandu, went to Sarah to study. He completed his Geshe, became the Geshe Haramba, and which means, you know, good quality of understanding Dharma. So he studied extremely well. And so last year I asked him to give the 2 month Lambrum course at Dharamsala. That was his first teaching after he finished studying. That was his first time, actually, besides the talks and here and there, but that's the actual teaching that he had 2 months ago. Going off the text, you know, giving teaching based on Kapan course, based on the style of the Kapan course, the Dharamsala style. So it went very well. I've been receiving letters from different students that they want to continue again those courses. However, this nun is his sister. So anyway, she started to write. I must finish the Dharmakara Sutra in silver on black pepper, and then it's going to start the 8,000 stands. We have one whole set of present prime with the silver, gold. So my one is only when I have time. So while I'm traveling, so I think it takes a long, long time. So my idea is to hire maybe somebody here, some of the monks here, then and set a monastery to hire some monks to write the gold, maybe also silver. So they get some offerings and then for their work. So this way it can be finished quicker. And then when the material for the statues erected, so it's ready to offer, to put in the inside statue at the heart. So because this is the most precious teaching. So Buddha said, he said, Ananda Kungawa, even a little bit of this teaching destroyed, the rest of the other teaching doesn't matter, but even destroyed completely. But this one, even a little bit destroyed, then this great loss. So he gave responsibility to Ananda and said that wherever the teaching present paramita is, Buddha said that I'm there. however, this teaching on professional wisdom, teachings on emptiness, that which say, from where say, all the past, numberless past Buddhas were born from this, and present Buddhas born from this, and future Buddhas born from this, and as well as Bodhisattvas born from this, numberless Bodhisattvas, as well as Arhats, numberless Arhats who are liberated from the samsara, born from this. And then also this this wisdom, profession, say, the going beyond the wisdom, this is the one that liberates, say, the ceases the, or liberates numberless sentient beings, including us, from the oceans of samsara suffering and the cause of the delusion karma. This teaching. So this teaching is most precious. This teaching is professional wisdom. So the same, including not only the Dhammakasu, but also the heart sutra, the essence, that is the essence of it. So present primary that is teaching, the volume dimension, is the heart of all the 84,000 teachings of Buddha. Now the very heart of all the teachings of professional wisdom is the heart, you know, essence of wisdom, heart sutra. This, you know, this one or two pages. This one. So, Geshe-la said that Geshe-la said this teaching. So, in the present paramita, when you say heart sutra, there's a jemden dhamma. Shiraji Parun is Mingbo, Ma, the mother, Bhagavan, or qualified, say, Jom, destroyer, qualified, gone beyond mother. Then Shiraji Parun Mingbo, the heart of the wisdom, professional wisdom. The mother, why it's called mother. Yeah, so I explained just before is that gives idea of mother, that this mother, from where say, we give birth to, you know. All the three time Buddhisattva Arhat, you know. That. So, Shila said, these teachings that which contain a method, you know, directly wisdom, but indirectly method, part method. So, these are called mother. going into specific explanation. Then there are other, I guess there's the other teachings, professional wisdom, you know. The other teachings, but it does not contain a method, something like that. But these ones that I've gone through, you know, the names that I mentioned, they are the teachings which contain method. So the Abhisamma Alankarika, those teachings directly method, but indirectly wisdom. So there's also called the Prajnaparamita. So yeah, isn't it right? Then what is called the death before that happens in this life, that while there's all the opportunities to practice Dharma, everything we have gathered miraculously, something kind of impossible thing, but it happened this time. So it is before the death happens, then say, oh, and not enough just to be free from something. I say, free from law, I say, to receive the human body, and be free from samsara, not sufficient, that must achieve enlightenment, and say, to liberate number of sentiments from all the sufferings and bring them to enlightenment. And then, therefore, I'm going to listen to all the transmission of the Dhammakaya Sutra. So, definitely, by listening to this, leaves positive imprint on the melclinium to realize, you know, and positive imprint, and that definitely makes near future, this life or future lives, you know, that near future, to be able to understand the teachings on emptiness, professional wisdom, and understand meanings, and as well as able to actualize the path that it reveals, and then that ceases, that directly ceases the defilements, and then also with the method, bodhicitta, those are method part in there, they will cease even the subtle defilements, they're able to achieve enlightenment. So this definitely leads to enlightenment. So even listening to the teaching, listening just the words, then definitely it's possible, definitely leads hearing this definitely leads oneself then to say to achieve enlightenment. It is said the reason why I'm writing into the goals, you know, this is when I was receiving teaching from Kirishi Rinpoche Dharamsala some years ago, when I was living there a long time, after Lama passed away. So there is a Bodhisattva, a Tibetan Lama, Bodhisattva Tongmen Sangpo, who composed the 37 practice of Bodhisattva. There's two collections of his teachings. I received all transmission of one volume from Kitsi. The other one I didn't get yet. Tibetan library had the text. So during that time, I saw there's references, there's quotation from the Prajnaparamita text. And it's the benefit of writing. And there it says that one of the sutra says that, the equivalent number of the worlds, you know, worlds, equivalent number of the sand grains of the river Ganga, you know, the huge river, long river, India. So huge river, so very long. So how many sand there is, you can understand that. So you see, worlds, equivalent number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. That many world, I think it said sentient beings living in their many world build stupa, unless the mount mirrors are stupa, unless anyway, built in a stupa, not with bricks. With stone, but with jewel, seven different types of jewel, diamond, gold, rather, you build stupa. All those sentient beings build stupa with seven types of jewel, cover the whole world. How many world? Equivalent number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. So, whole world you cover with this stupa. So, you build one stupa, it directs you unbelievable purification, building one stupa, and merits you collect this light sky. So it directs your life towards enlightenment if you build a stupa. So therefore, now here, that many world filled with the cover of the stupa, with seven types of jewels. For that much merit, and then you also Then also make offering. You know, every day make offering to Stupa. That much merit, and then you see, writing the present parameter, you know, not with the gold, just black ink. Writing the present parameter, teaching even just ordinary ink. This collect far more greater merit than all those, you know, build and my offering. My dead medicine. So therefore, I saw this benefit there, said by Buddha. So that was the main inspiration so that to build this large statue of Buddha of loving kindness, that to generate, to cause, you know, loving kindness in the world. However, to need it. So it needs a lot of merit for that big project. So so that is the hoping scene. By doing these things now, then they might help for success of this project. So anyway, the idea is possible to do different jewels, with different jewels. Mongolia, Tibet, they happened at one text. Each line you write different jewels, pearls and silver, and I think different stones, you see, crushed, and then you write each line different precious jewels like that, to collect a lot of merit and for purification. So pay attention, every single word, without mind being distracted. Then think, each word that I listen, may I able to exercise the meaning of that immediately in my mind. Each word that I listen, may I be able to benefit to all the sentient beings. You see, when I explain them, they immediately able to exercise the emptiness in their mind, and then liberate them from sufferings and bring them to enlightenment. So dedicate each word that I want to listen to affect that way. So then, if you generate strong wish like that, that can happen because everything is a mind power. Hell is a mind power, negative mind power, negative mind. Enlightenment is a power, wisdom, power of positive mind. You know, so that, even we have this human body, it's due to power mind. You know, virtue power, virtuous thought, positive mind. You know that. Same, all this enjoyment, this temple that we see. There we have appearance of this temple, you know, able to see statues, holy objects, able to have appearance, you know, holy objects like this. It's also from positive power of positive thought, virtuous thought, you see. So that.
So
Penamida dan bermisi membalasun nanti yang betul. Ada juga hangup orang lumba. Ada macam tu macam tu sama tawa sebenarnya. Ada macam tu. Ada penan nama nanti jemaah saya nama dia bermisi. Nama tu tawa. Tama tu juga hangup orang lumba. Jemaah tu. Ada juga sama tawa sebenarnya. Ada juga jemaah jemaah kata cuci nanti nama sama sama orang lumba. Jemaah sama nak kerja yang dah. Yang dah berdua nanti jemaah. Bagi ada juga bermisi. So ni dah. Jemaah jemaah nanti jemaah bawa memang jemaah jemaah orang jemaah bawa kangen sekarang tu. Ia juga lakukan dengan zaman yang dah lalu. Cik tu. Cik tu. Cik tu. Cik tu. Ia juga yang lakukan dengan zaman yang dah lalu. Nama nanti tawa. Kawan cakap cakap dia bukan tawa. Lumba tawa. Ia juga nanti tu. Nampak nanti ni sih. Terus nama. So here it says, Buddha told Rabju, Subhuti or something. Buddha told Rabju, and disciple Rabju, man or woman, in the morning, you sacrifice your life, you materialize your life, your body. How many times? Equaling number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. How many times in the morning you sacrifice your body, you give your body to other sentient beings? Equaling number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. Then at noon, 12 o'clock, you sacrifice. You materialize your body, that means number. Equal number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. In the afternoon, you materialize your body to others, equal number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. How many eons like that? Not just for one day, but how many eons? Say. 10 million, like that, you see. 10 million even, but 10 million even, but like that, you see, how many times? 10 million even, like that, how many times? You know, I think maybe 100 billion. 100 billion might be tactic. But I've forgotten the English name. You know, quite a few times I counted, but I've forgotten. So the tactic is that 10 hundred million is a terbum. Terbum. 10 hundred million is a terbum. One terbum. Then 10 terbum is a terbum chimbo, great terbum. Now 10 great terbum is a, touch it. 10 great terbum. Yeah. 10 great terbum is touch it. How much? How much? Yeah, 100 billion. So 100 billion. So must remember that. 100 billion. 10 million, how many times? Chawa. 10 million, how many times? 100 billion. But still doesn't stop there. 100 billion, how many times? 100,000. You know, 100 billion like that? Like that, 10, like that, 100,000 times. So that means you see, that many eons you make your body cherry to others, you know? That much merit that somebody, if hear the Dhammakara Sutra teachings, after hearing, then you see, you don't give up this teaching. Means, just mentally not giving up this teaching. Having faith in this teaching, you know, not giving up this teaching. The merit, but after hearing, not giving up this teaching, just that, mentally, you see, the merit of this is a far numberless times, unconceivable, numberless times, much greater than, you see, that many eons, you see, of every day, you see, making charity in the morning, equal number of the sand grains of the river Ganga. That means the body. then at noon, and then in the afternoon. Like that. So you see, externally, you know, the externally, you see, is unbelievable. Even one day, if you do that, how much magic will that? It's unbelievable. You know, even you make charity to your body, even one body in the morning, one body at noon, one body in the afternoon, you see, just even one body is unbelievable. Just even to sacrifice, just even to give one body, so sacrifice as charity to a sentient being, you see, even one is, you know, unbelievable, you see. But then, if you compare the merit, that much, you see, you compare the merit, you know, to this, just having heard the teaching of Diamond Kali Sutra, and then having faith in that, not giving up, the merit, this merit, numberless times, far more greater. See like that. Then he says, no question, if somebody writes, So you can write, but also you can print. You can write, but also you can print. This, you can print. One thing is you can write, but also you can print. Print also, of course, if you print, it finishes very fast. So, you see, you can write with hand, of course, more, you know, you have to bear more hardship, so it's more, of course, more beautiful. But other things you can also print. So printing, so it's an unbelievable method. So here it says, then no question, if somebody writes, even keeping the text, you know, even keeping this text, you know, having, you know, you're keeping this text at home, you see, keeping this text with yourself, so, you see, and reading, trying to understand meaning, revealing to others, no question, he says. So you see, when you want to look, create a lot of merit at, you know, for realize, of course, most important for realization, successful retreat, or you have business, you have also business, you have business difficulties, nothing is working, business difficulties. unable to find a job, you know, business, you have business, difficulties in business, you know, not much happening, you know, so things, life is so difficult, things not working well. Life is so difficult, things not coming out, things not progressing, not, you see. You need a lot of merit, you know, that shows that you don't have enough merit to be successful, to, you know, even this life, say, happiness or this life, work, and then, you know, the shortage of merit, unable to be success, even this life, work, this life, you see, work. So however, my suggestion, my advice is that, of course, reading this text to read, is the one, of course, unbelievable purification, and collect, as I just mentioned now, collect unbelievable merit. Such easy way to collect extensive merit, you know. This is all atomic bomb to destroy root of samsara, ignorance, you see. When you read these teachings, when you listen, when you meditate, and all that. So even printing, making many copies of this, you know, print, then you can give to other people. You can keep it at the, you can keep it at home at the altar. You can give to other people. You can put it inside the statues. This, if it's small text, if it makes very small, readable, very small, then you can put it in the small statues. You know, there are many ways you can use. You can carry as a protection in the car, airplanes, so they can help for stop accident. Even the airplanes cannot crash. You know, the, I say, it becomes very powerful protection. So you see, carrying on your, see, as protection, you know, the Chinese, they do that, you know, they have hospital, or, you know, in a very small, in the car, or even they carry it on the body, you see. because then now the tent, you know, there's very high techniques developed, so you can make very small to put in statues. You know? You can use many different ways. So stupas and statues, you see, because we are normally we fill up with mantras, you know. So there's many ways you can use. So to print a lot, collect unbelievable merit. You know? So that then more merit means your life becomes easier. More merit means your wishes get, you know, whatever you wish, you see, comes easy. You see, that's what happens. You think and it happens. You see, even Madama say, effort, you see. It comes, you see. The purpose of filling up the statue, then the Chinese Mahayana and Zen, the Theravada and Hinayana, they don't have tradition to fill up statue with you know, all those precious mantras. But the Mahayana, the secret mantra, you know, which can the Vajrayana came from India, from Buddha, when it went in Tibet, preserved in Tibet, also, you know, which was practiced also in Nepal. Even now, the Nepalese are practicing, like very common Vajrayogini practicing, very common in Nepal. So this whole Kathmandu Valley is an incredible holy place. Very, even, you may see dirty and all these things, you know, dust and all that thing. What is Nepal, Kathmandu, what is described in the West, dusty and all that, you see, dirty and all that. But in the view of the tourist, but in the reality, the unbelievable holy place, this whole, everywhere there's holy places, you know, everywhere there's, you know, the different yogis or deities, holy places, there are many things, you know. Buddha came, you know, there's one high mountain where Buddha gave petitions, and then Buddha Kashyapa passed Buddha. So anyway, there are many holy places. So it's extremely blessed, like this one. This, you know, and especially in Kathmandu, and then, of course, many parts of Nepal. You know, like that, see, what I'm saying. And I lost. My talk went on and on. And I lost again. So anyway, it doesn't matter. That, see. Yeah, that's right. So the Tibetan mind, anyway, Tibetan mind was the Vajrayana. Secret mantra, you know, secret mantra, yana or secret mantra, vehicle, see, is not something made by Tibetan Lama. People who haven't learned, people who didn't really make good research, didn't really study well. Or they maybe learn some meditation or some rituals, or maybe you see. Anyway, they think it's something made by Tibetan Lamas, and they will also Lamism. Lamism is wrong. I don't accept Lamaism. That's wrong. That gives negative interpretation that, you know, the Tibetan Buddhism is just made up by lamas. It came, didn't come from Buddha. You see, it implies it didn't come from Buddha. This is according to what I, when I hear, that's what how it sounds. So, so recently one Nepalese man came, who is kind of head of the Buddhism, the Theravada, whatever it is. So I told him that he uses Lamaism, like how the tourist book, the book uses Lamaism. The very early books, they use Lamaism. The Sutra and Tantra, they're practiced by the Tibetans, and they achieve realization path and achieve enlightenment. They come from Buddha, from India, from Buddha, and great Pandit yogis, you see, who wrote commentaries on the basis of Buddha's teachings. So, so the evidence quoted to Buddha's teaching root, and the Pandit yogis who achieved the realization, you see, who experimented. So everything is quoted to them. Anything contradictory to them, anything that say contradictory to them, that you don't practice. That doesn't lead to enlightenment. That doesn't lead to liberation, to enlightenment. So you don't practice that. Anything harmonious to Buddha's teaching, root, and the commentary of Indian Pandit yogis. Then after that, on the basis of that, the Tibetan Lamas wrote commentary. So in the East, it's very important, you know, before the meditation practice, you should have references, you know, references, quote Buddha, you know, whether this is something taught by Buddha or not. And then, quotation, refer to quotations, Indian Pandit yogis, you know, their commentaries. Even so, you see, then the Lama, you know, then they explain, you see, on the basis of that, you explain the meditation. So that's how it's a reliable source. That's the how you can trust. You know, that's how it's a valid, you know, valid. Otherwise you never know where it will lead. You see, it will lead something. It's leading liberation in Latin, it will lead somewhere else. You know? But in the West, it's totally different. The pure references, you know, that's not important. That in the West, that's not, for people's mind, not important. In the West, immediately, if you hear something that's sweet to your mind, that you find that makes you happy, that makes you immediately happy, you know, like music, immediately that something that immediately makes you happy, then you stay. If it doesn't make you happy immediately, then you leave. So in the West, like that, there's no checking what is pure or not, whether you can trust this or not, what is a valid teaching or not. That you see, that, you know, let's say, because people don't think that's important. The main thing is right now, immediately, it is sweet to your mind or not, whether it makes you happy or not. It's like you taste food. It sounds good. If you taste food, then it's good. Okay, it's a good taste, then you do it. So if it does, the very first taste, if it doesn't sound good, then you finish. So like that, you see, in the teaching. So then, because you don't analyze, you see, you don't check the teaching, so there's danger, great risk. Your life can be easily misled. And the whole life misled is a great danger. Because you see, there's no checking involved. It's only, you see, what makes you happy or not. It's just that. So anyway, as well as quality of teacher, all these things. You know. So, what I'm saying. So you see, printing. So according to Vajrayana, the the Tibetan mind Buddhism, the Vajrayana come from India, Buddhism. So there's a tradition that you're supposed to not keep the statue empty. You should fill it up with, you see, mantra. In the throne, precious things, you know, like world vows, precious things. The same as world vows, making world vows for success, harmony. Yeah. Then, then from the top of the throne, up to the head, different mantra goes. Throne is mainly for wealth, to increase wealth, so that you can practice Dharma, but receiving all the needs for your practice, and as well as to benefit others, to serve the Buddha. So there's different mantras, you see. Why you print, why you make a lot of expenses to print a mantra, you know, those different teachings, mantra, and fill up in the statue. It's because, for example, if you print long life Buddhas, Buddha Amitabha's text, you know, Buddha Amitabha's text, which has mantras repeated again and again, and talking about the benefits of the mantra, Buddha Amitabha's. For example, if you print this text, printing this text is unbelievable merit, you know, incredible merit you collect, but just printing this text, writing or printing. So you see, so like that, those, there are many other mantras. If you print, unbelievable merit you collect. So is it, the purpose is it, the person, to, another method, another easy way to purify the negative karmas and collect the best merit. It did mention in the text, that if you leave the statue empty, then the obstacles due to that, not that Buddha made obstacle, but due to that, dependence arising, obstacles can happen. It is mentioned. But however, the main thing is to wipe, to fill up statue with the mantras, different mantras, you know. There's to collect merit. So when you do prostration to the statue, you see there are all these holy objects inside. So you collect unbelievable merit when you make offering, when you circumambulate, but not just the statue, there's so many holy objects inside. So when you circumambulate, you circumambulate all this. So the sentient beings collect so much more merit, and it becomes unbelievable, powerful purification when they circumambulate, you see. For example, there's one mantra that goes, that you write on the live tree that goes inside the statues and stupa, called Dharmakaya, secret Dharmakaya relic. So if you have that mantra, you know, inside the statue of stupa, see, then anybody who circumambulates, you know, just one time circumambulation,